Good morning from SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. I am Teresa Watkins. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, and I'm here to answer your gardening questions. This is always my favorite day of the week, is to get to talk to you and find out what's going on in your gardening world. So you can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680 and let me know my text screen is working there. That will be great. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. Sorry, we are in training. We have a special producer, Shamar.
Good morning, Shamar.
Good morning.
How is everyone this morning?
I'm pretty good.
We're doing good. You know, we're trying to work the technical difficulties because the joys of being on radio is that we do nothing but use technology. So whenever our screens decide to go, wah, wah, and this is what we were dealing with this morning. But you know what? It's going to be a great day.
Well, it was really, the weather has been perfect for being outside and gardening. And I had a sweater on this morning. And Shamar, you were all dressed up to get, you know, nice and warm. And Lizzie, you too. And so it's just a great morning to be out there.
Yeah, definitely. I like normal 70. 70 to 75 is perfect weather for me.
That's my kind of weather too. And it's going to get in the 50s tonight and tomorrow. But it's going to be nice and clear. No rain for the week.
Nice.
And yeah, so it's going to be a really nice week. But it's going to be back up in the 90s, which is what Florida does. We go down and it's cold for a few days. The sun shines the whole time, and then we go back up into the 90s.
Yeah, this is more like where it is from Michigan. I'm from Michigan, so we're like this almost most of the time.
Most of the summertime. You know,
this is summertime for us.
Yeah, exactly. And so, well, we're glad to have you on, Shamar. That's wonderful. We had Tony and I, we went up to St. Augustine last night and had a wonderful dinner at the River and Fort. And they had beautiful appetizers and dinners with a lot of vegetables and herbs on the plate, and it looks so beautiful. And I just know they're getting all those spring greens and herbs and parsley from local gardens. And so,
oh, I was jealous. I saw that photo and I'm like, I've got to go.
It's really, really quite beautiful. But then here's the other side though. I was also in a box store yesterday and I saw delphiniums and lobelia for sale, and they're gorgeous. These beautiful deep blue delphiniums and purplish lobelias. But you know what? They're only going to last a few weeks.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, planting lobelias and delphiniums should happen in November and December and January. When we get them here in April and towards May, they're on their way out.
Really?
And so they're annuals. So I just want everyone to know that. Find out how long the plants that you buy are going to be blooming, because you don't want to buy something that's not going to be there after a couple months, because they are, you know, expensive when you buy them as transplants. So it is a little too late to get winter annuals in the ground, and by all means, delphiniums and lobelias are winter annuals. So now if you're having a party or you just love the color blue and you want to do a container garden, more power. That's fine. Just be a consumer savvy when you buy, especially in the garden, especially if you're new to Florida and don't know what you should be planting. You know, ask how long something is going to be blooming, whether it's an annual, perennial, and even trees. You know, our trees that we're having blooming right now, the fringe tree just finished. The red buds are still blooming a little bit, but they're on their way out. Dogwoods have they're finishing up right now too as well. And so we only get that color, you know, in the springtime, very early, February, March, and just the beginning of April. So we have, yesterday I visited a wonderful garden, which was why I was out, in Volusia County. Bill Hazard invited me to come and see his bromeliads and his landscape. And he is a president of the Volusia Bromeliad Society. Well, I tell you, this garden took my breath away. I was so excited. I saw amazing agaves, aloes that were blooming, different types of cacti, then also crocosmias that, you know, really produce beautiful blooms all summer long. The, of course, colorful bromeliads and hyworthias, mangaves, desert roses, and all sorts of African and Western bulb plants. So it was really quite interesting. He had octopus cacti and terrestrial orchids, euphorbias, tillandsias, and yet he had a tropical garden too that looked like he could have been down in South Florida. He had heliconias, gingers, and mock oranges, plumbagos, plumerias that were starting to leaf out, liriope and leopard plants. So I was just blown away by his garden, so I want to thank him for letting me visit and take all sorts of pictures. So I am going to be posting all the pictures of his garden on our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can get that with BLG Radio. BLG Radio is our Facebook page, BLG Radio. Okay, so then also, too, today is starting Palm Sunday, and this Holy Week is starting, and I thought it would be a good time to discuss palm trees. So I have to tell you, I'm seeing palms that are taking a beating from this winter and a lot of diseased palms. So Tom McCubbin's going to be joining us in the first hour to discuss palms and to provide you with more information on what you can keep your how you can keep your palms healthy. I'm also here to help with your gardening questions. You want to make sure that you have our number, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 236-8680. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Florida is kayaking country. Kayaks are a great vessel for exploring the state's beautiful waterways, but it's important to be prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. Get your boater education and learn about you and your craft's abilities. It'll help you have a safer, more enjoyable time on the water. Before you go, know your limits and always wear your life jacket. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro Zero Turn Mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide Suspension that take the ache out of acreage. Massive rear drive tires for ultimate traction and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening. It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm your host this morning. And this spring, driving through Orlando and through Windermere, Apopka, Seminole County, basically residential communities in Central Florida, I have been seeing a lot of palm tree declining. Looking peaked, they're just not happy, and fronds are turning brown. So I wanted to have our good friend Tom McCubbin, the plant doctor, Better Lawns and Gardens host emeritus, on for his insight and to ask him what he's seeing in his consultations and provide some advice on how to keep palms healthy. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. Great to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I know you're busy, and you're busy not only out consulting, but you're busy in the garden. What's your garden looking like right now?
You know, it's looking pretty good. The hollyhocks are pretty well blooming out, although still have lots of flowers. The glads are up. The delphinium have been flowering. Plus, for edibles, we do have a tomato plant that's fruiting. A good friend of mine gave me one that he rooted, so I got a head start. But we have peppers that'll be ready fairly soon. We're harvesting onions, broccoli, cauliflower's done, beans look good. So the garden, I think, is in pretty good shape right now.
It sounds like it. It sounds delicious. And do you, as you're harvesting, do you pick some of the your vegetables to eat while you're out there in the garden?
Yeah, especially when I have peas. And my wife, Joni, likes to snap the green beans. And, of course, it's nice to pop a tomato. We grow a lot of the cherry or grape tomatoes, so you can just pop those in your mouth.
They do taste good. Well, that's wonderful. I want you to give Joni our best, and I know she's out there. She doesn't help you too much in the garden, or she's responsible for the lawns, right?
Yeah, she mows the lawns. In fact, we just got the lawnmower serviced, and she was out yesterday. Actually, she mows ours and two others.
Wow, that's incredible. More power to her there. That's wonderful. So now, are you seeing the same thing that I am, that palms, really, some of them took a big hit, like the fishtail palms this winter, but also that I've seen palms just turn and flop right over?
Yeah, and it's sad because palm used to be one of our, you know, our real stable plants, not tree, but we call them trees. But right now they're having lots of trouble, and I'll be honest, it's hard to pick a palm to put in the landscape.
I agree with you. Now, you said something that was really important, is that palms are different than trees. Why is that?
Well, a lot of people think palms are trees, and we call them trees, and that's probably a mistake. We should just call them palms. They're not even close relatives of trees. Trees are dicots. Palms are monocots. Palms are more closely related to grass, actually. Once the trunk swells, it doesn't get any larger. The bark doesn't heal like trees do. All the growing points in palms is in the top normally, although some do produce buds from the ground.
So what indicates minor damage and really major damage to a palm tree? What should homeowners be looking for?
Well, I ran into some bottle palms just the other day, and they had leaf damage. And luckily, that's all they had. But if you start to see major damage to the trunk, the upper trunk, where the bud is at the top. And if the bud is damaged, then the palm's fronds are going to be damaged, and maybe the palm will even die. And so you're just looking for dieback, dead leaves, damage in the top, and new growth not coming out like it should in the spring.
So what kind of care should people be looking for doing this month for palm trees?
Well, we're fertilizing right now. The fertilizer 8012-4, that's an unusual analysis for us. We normally just see the first three groups of numbers, but the four is the magnesium. And so good slow-release palm fertilizer. And you can go ahead and prune off any of the old dead fronds, old seed heads, but don't give the palms what we call a rocket cut. You just want that 9-3 look.
I so agree with you. So when we're talking about palms, how could somebody said they had put their palm trees in last year and that they were still watering them so that they could keep them growing and until they get established. How long does it take a palm tree to get established?
You know, not very long, actually. I would think most of them will be pretty well underway within 6 months. But as far as watering, maybe every day the first couple of weeks, and after that, every 2 to 3 days. When rainy season comes, you probably won't even have to bother watering them at all. But we don't want to overwater. Most palms are plants that like drier conditions. In fact, I have one community where the palm is in a wet area and it's just going to die. Some palms can take it more than others, but most of them like the drier side.
That's good to know. So fertilizing, is it time to fertilize them right now?
Yes, it is. We'll do it now. Actually, a lot of them were fertilized in March. We want to do it again in May and then again in October. And that 8012 is a university formula, 8012-4. And it's sometimes hard to find or try to find something similar if you can with slow-release qualities and minor nutrients.
Yeah, the magnesium. So when I sent you two pictures of palm trees, that one had actually slumped over, a phoenix. And what causes that?
You know, palms have so many different diseases that have popped up over the years. We used to consider them pretty disease-free, but we have the lethal bronzing right now, which is called Texas phoenix palm disease at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have fusarium in queen palms. We have flaviopsis, which is a trunk rot, and butt rot. But my guess, the one you sent me, is probably lethal bronzing.
Yeah, that it's so sad to see, because those are expensive palms. And I'm seeing it a lot in the commercial, you know, shopping centers.
Yeah, and they're probably not cared for very well in the commercial centers. And I feel that, you know, if we keep the palms as healthy as possible, they're going to be able to resist some of these problems. But the lethal bronzing, of course, spread by a little plant leafhopper. But just keep them as vigorous as possible.
So now Lisa is asking, what should we be doing to our lawns right now? So what would you tell her?
Well, I'd be fertilizing the lawn right now, getting into them a good mowing mode, and making sure they don't stay, too dry. We've been getting plenty of rain, but we're still in our dry season. So once or twice a week watering, fertilize them, mow at the proper height. If you have had chinch bug problems, you probably want to stay on top of that if it's St. Augustine. And I will tell you, mole crickets are starting to become a problem in Bahia, Zoysia, and Bermuda lawns.
I haven't seen, mole crickets for decades, and now they're coming back again. How do they get started? I mean, what causes them to come back?
You know, I think the natural controls have slumped. The university has released a lot of natural controls over time, and the mole crickets were suppressed. But now I think the natural controls are down, and so the mole crickets are popping back up. And I'm seeing a lot more damage, especially in Zoysia and Bermuda, and some in Bahia also.
So I started off with mentioning I've been seeing delphiniums and lobelias, brand new ones coming out, and in pots in the box stores and things like that. And yet you have yours growing, and they're doing beautifully in your hollyhocks. When should people actually buy those?
You know, if you want to buy plants, you want to buy them when they're fairly small, so that you have time to enjoy them. The hollyhock flower stalk will last about 2 or 3 weeks, where the delphinium, actually the hollyhocks will last longer than about a month,
mm-hmm.
and delphiniums maybe 2 weeks, and then that's about it. So get them when they're first coming out in bud. If you can get small plants, that would be nice too.
But you actually get seeds, don't you?
I start them from seed. Yeah, I start my seeds in October, and then they go through the winter time and they start to flower about now. So I do it that way. Delphinium is a little challenge from seed, but you can do it. Hollyhocks are easy. If you get the variety, that will bloom within 1 year, actually within about 6 months.
I agree. So now your books are really must-haves for any gardening bookshelf, and they are the Florida Month by Month Gardening and Florida Gardener's Handbook, the second edition, and then you have Florida Homegrown. Where can our listeners get those?
You know, some bookstores and garden centers have them locally, but you can go up online and you can find old copies. I go up there. If I need one, I'll get it online quite often. And try to find one that's used. It's neat to see all the marks that people put in them and the notes that they make, and they're cheaper that way.
That I know. Well, I so enjoy mine, and I use it often. I refer to it often, and so I agree. So thank you so much, Tom, for coming on this morning. I really do appreciate it. And you're going to be back on over the next few months, and you're going to be in and out here.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And I really appreciate having all the listeners and people contact me. And thanks for having me back.
They do love you. That's so wonderful. So thank you so much. I'll give our best to Joni. I appreciate it.
Will do. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye. And so that's Tom McCubbin, and he is Better Lawns and Gardens host emeritus, and he will be back. And you can catch him at Peterson's Nursery on occasion when they set him up for talks there and around Central Florida. It's wonderful to talk to him.
I love hearing Tom's voice. I'm telling you, it just kind of energizes you, and it's like, yes, I can plant, I can do this.
And he knows everything, and he's experienced. I mean, he knows everything about vegetables, and he's just wonderful to have. He's a great, great resource.
Are they going to freeze his brain whenever he so this way we have future knowledge? You know,
I don't know. I just know that he is just a treasure, and so that is wonderful. We are going to take a break right now. It's the perfect time to call or text your gardening question. You can just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS, or that's 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I want to thank everyone for texting and checking in, all the people who said, yep, the connection's working. Would salvias be good in pots for the warm weather? And what other plants will do well in pots for the summer? We're going to answer that question after the break. And then also, too, we've got questions on Phoenix Robolinis and then, how to plant them. So I am looking forward to that. Also, you can check me out on my website, Teresa Watkins, at www.she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com. You can find out more about my talks and also my garden tours, which are coming up.
Yes, you have a great one coming up, too.
I know. In June, it's going to the Brandywine Garden Valley, which is the garden capital of the United States. And so if you'd like to find out more information about that, you can go onto my, like I said, my website. And then also, too, join us on Facebook and like us and review us. Give us a 5-star there. Shamar and Lizzie and I, we would love to see that and appreciate that. And you can also send us email through that, our website, betterlawns.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you are listening to a gardening show where you can get your questions answered. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. So let's go to our phone calls. Let's go to Bob in Polk City. Good morning, Bob. How are you this morning?
I'm just peachy.
That's great. How can I help you this morning?
Well, Eileen has trim back our Hawaiian layout. It took a really bad hit during that cold snap we had.
Mm-hmm.
And all the ends of the branches went like paper. You could touched them, squeezed them. There was nothing inside.
Right. They froze. Yeah.
Yeah. So she cut it. This thing was 10 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful when it bloomed. And I really love that tree.
And well, now it doesn't look so good.
Now it looks dead.
Okay.
So she cut it down to about 5 feet. And now she's saying that we should cut it all the way down to the ground.
Okay. Well,
and I want to know your opinion.
Okay. Well, I'm glad she cut it back because everywhere where it's rot, you just don't want to leave that. So Hawaiian Leia plants are the plumerias, the frangipanis, the ones that the Hawaiian leis are made out of, the beautiful fragrant flowers. And, you know, they do freeze in Central Florida. It's really tough. I'm really surprised that it got to be 10 feet tall. That's wonderful. So that tells me you got great conditions and it's going to recover, Bob. So I would, if it's 5 feet now and it's still kind of rotting at the ends or it doesn't look firm and solid, cut it down to where it will be solid.
Okay.
Okay. And it will flush right back and it'll keep on growing. So, you know, I have no problem with her, with Eileen cutting it down.
No, I have no problem with Eileen at all.
I have to tell everyone, Eileen is our rooster lady. And it's so funny because they whenever Eileen calls, we can hear the roosters. But, Bob, you do not own a rooster, do you?
No, but I hear them in my sleep.
I can just imagine. So what I would do with the your plumeria, your Hawaiian lei plant, is go ahead and cut down to where it's nice and firm and not rotting, and it'll be just fine. Give it some fertilizer, full sun, and it will be just fine.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling. Give Eileen our best. Let's go to Edith in Orlando. Good morning, Edith.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. How can I help?
Okay, the guy before, he was talking about the plumerias. We have two, one in our front yard and one in the backyard. And we were wondering what kind of food or fertilizer do we need to keep them, you know, blooming? Because they do have that time that they don't bloom, especially the one in the front. But the one in the back tends to bloom a lot. And we just want to keep it, you know, alive and,
yeah,
you know,
blooming. Balance. Okay, so now are they both in full sun?
Yes.
Okay, they're both in full sun, and they're both getting the same amount of water or rainfall, so that's it. How often do you fertilize them?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't. My husband needed to know because he wants to make sure that they'll continue lasting. I mean, I don't know what kind of fertilizer.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. All he needs to do is he can use a slow-release blooming fertilizer, which means that the numbers, the analysis on the label of the fertilizer, you want the middle number to be higher. You want to put down a little bit more phosphorus, and that's going to encourage them to bloom. Okay?
Okay.
So just use a slow-release blooming fertilizer, you know, Osmocote, Dynamite. You know, you can get any of the nutrients, or not nutrients, but any of the fertilizers that have a high middle number, and that will help them continue to keep blooming.
Okay. And also, what kind of, let's say, what kind of food or fertilizer do you need for Norfolk pine?
Norfolk Island pines?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would not put any fertilizer on them. They get big. They get huge. Do you know how tall they get?
How tall?
They get to be 75, 80 feet tall.
Oof.
So where do you have it in a place where it can grow that big?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Well, excellent. So just a regular fertilizer, what you put down on your lawn will be just fine. Okay, so you can use a 666-888-1010 fertilizer, and it will be just fine.
Okay, no problem. I really do appreciate that information.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling and listening, Edith. I certainly appreciate it. You call back anytime.
I will.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we had a text message from a person who said, would salvias be good in pots for the warm weather? Yes. And they asked, what other plants would do well in pots for the summer. So it just depends on where your containers are. So let me give you just a little bit of advice on how to select plants for your containers, and then you'll be able to select whatever kind of plants you love. So you want to make sure that the container is big enough to handle 3 to 4 plants. Okay, and so that means, you know, the depth needs to have enough soil in it so that the roots can grow and they're not too crowded. And then the width is enough so that the plants can hang over. So there's a design style that for containers that's called thrillers, fillers, and spillers. Do you love that?
I love that.
So that's really cool. Thrillers, fillers, and spillers. And so what that means is you're going to have one plant that is your wow factor, your thriller. And that could be your tallest plant, or that could be the most colorful plant. But you want one thriller. Then you're going to fill in with 3 to 5 fillers, okay, around the width. So you're going up with your thriller, you're going out with your fillers, and then you want your spillers, okay? You want your plants that are going to spill over the side and hang down. And that's going to give you depth, and it's going to look fabulous. And so what I would suggest is that you select all the plants that have the same conditions. You want to have plants that need the same sunlight and that have the same moisture needs, okay? And that you want to go for different textures, different colors. So colors you select, you can use a color wheel, or you can use paint chips. You know, any of the exciting colors that you find on paint chips, that if you look and see that this color goes with that color, goes with this color, very good. You can also use jewel tones together. You can use pastels together. And then you can also use your primary colors together. So those are the tips. Select plants that handle the same conditions, and you'll do just fine. Thrillers, fillers, and spillers. Thank you for that. We got more text messages coming back. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life happens. Getting married, moving, new baby, loss of health insurance. If you had a life-changing event, you may qualify for a special enrollment period in the health insurance marketplace. Visit healthcare.gov and see if you qualify. Need help? A navigator from Covering Florida can help you through the process and find the best plan for you and your family. Visit coveringflorida.org or call 1-877-813-9115 to make an appointment. Assistance is always free and confidential.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know.
Yeah,
that's Black
that.
Cow, KOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Times have changed, and so have the needs of nursing center residents. These needs are far more complex than when staffing requirements were last updated decades ago. Loved ones in nursing centers need more specialized care, like mental health counseling, physical therapy, and more. Legislators passed a bill to modernize staffing requirements, letting specialized caregivers work with nursing center staff. Encourage Governor DeSantis to sign HB 1239 so our vulnerable seniors can get the care that they need and deserve. Sponsored by the Florida Healthcare Association.
Kids are amazing, and at Florida Kid Care, we think their health care should be amazing too. That's why millions of Florida's kids from birth through the end of age 18 get their health and dental insurance for free or at a low cost. And your child can too. Apply today at floridakidcare.org or 1-888-540-KIDS. That's 1-888-540-5437.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
More than 56,000 distracted driving crashes happened last year in Florida. And sadly, more than 300 people involved in those crashes never made it home. Distracted driving puts everyone on the road in danger. The text can wait. Put it down and focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of our Better Lawns and Gardens shows, you can always go to our website, betterlawns.com, and you can hear them there, or you can see all of the shows from the past 2 years and the topics we discussed on audioboom.com. So I appreciate you asking about how you can hear the shows. You can hear them 24/7 on audioboom.com. It is free. Just Google Better Lawns and Gardens, and it will pop up. So let's go to gardening questions. Let's go to, hi, Teresa. Love your show. Thank you so much. We love hearing that. They're new to Florida, and they're becoming a regular listener. We love that, too, don't we, Shamar?
Definitely.
And Lizzie, okay, so, Shamar, we have to sometimes play marital counselors.
Yes.
You know, so this one says, can you settle a debate that I'm having with my wife? And when they put in the Robolini palm, they created a bowl-like trench around the trunk. Can I fill that in with mulch? And the answer is no.
What?
Yeah, no. So that's called a tree ring around your palm trees. All plants, shrubs, and trees should not really have the mulch or soil going all the way up the trunk. So they need to breathe, and so they create a tree ring around it, and that little trench area makes it so that the water goes into the tree ring, but the plant doesn't get rot.
Oh, that's some good information.
Yes. So you never want a plant, you know, like you see those volcano mulches and all the way up around the trunk.
Yeah.
Pull it back so that the tree and plants can breathe, and palm trees especially, too. You want that little trench area in, and then you can mulch it, but just keep it away from the trunk. And I would say keep it away from the trunk of your palm tree about 3 to 4 inches. Okay? So that's a really good question. Our next text message says, what do you plant in shaded areas? And the answer is plants that handle shade. So it just depends, because I'm a landscape designer, so I wouldn't just tell you plant this, this, and this, so because I don't do cookie-cutter landscapes. And so I would have to ask what kind of style you want. Do you want that tropical Hawaiian style shade garden, or do you want a woodland forest garden? So what you're looking for is, when you're looking at plants, you want plants that can handle, you know, 5 to 6 hours of shade a day. So look at the label. It's going to tell you if it's it needs shade or full sun. And then you also want to make sure that you are planting them correctly and not overwatering. Sometimes our shade areas don't, the soil doesn't, it doesn't evaporate, transpirate as much as it does in the full sun area. So you don't want to overwater those areas. So, you know, things that I would plant in the shade, if I was doing a tropical garden, I would do peace lilies. I would do Hawaiian ties. I would do crotons. And then also New Guinean patience and impatience. lots of color, I would have. And you can do colorful leaves. And so planting plants in the shade, selecting them, look for plants that are in the shade in the nurseries. Okay, so the full sun plants will be out in full sun, and then there will be plants that will be in shaded areas or greenhouses, and those are the ones you plant in the shade. Now, also, too, there are some plants that can handle full sun and shade, and those are really cool. Plants like daylilies will do just as well in the shade as they do in full sun. Plumbago, unless it's really, really dark shade, they do very well in morning sun, afternoon shade, or morning shade, afternoon sun. So different, make sure you're just selecting plants that can handle the shade. Read the label. And it's, you can also, too, when you're in the nurseries, just Google it. Google the plant name, look at the label, look at and put in the plant name, and then say shade or sun, and it will come up. The answer will come up. Or you can just call the show and say, Teresa, will this plant do? And I will answer you.
Hey, Teresa, will this plant do?
That's it. See? And it's really easy because I'll say yes or no. And I have clients calling me all the time doing that. So when do you recommend the next text message? This is from Brenda in Ocoee, and she is just over having chinch bugs. And she says, when do you recommend the first treatment for chinch bugs? I cannot wait until I start to see damage as they are established by then. I battle them every year, though I rotate pesticides. Okay, so I don't think you're going to like this answer, Brenda, but we don't put down pesticides until we see the pests. So what you're wanting to do is you're wanting to walk your yard on a weekly basis, okay? Every few days, just walk your yard and look for areas in your lawn that are starting to decline. Okay, then what you do is if you see an area that is starting to turn brown, then what you need to do is a chinch bug test. And what do I mean by that? I mean that you get a coffee can, cut out both ends, use the coffee up first, okay, and then cut out both ends, and then go outside the dead area. You don't want to go in the dead area because that's where they were. They've already done the damage. And so you want to go outside in your green area. Push the coffee can down 3 to 4 inches and fill up the can with water. And you, some people use soapy water, but you can just use water and then just wait about 10 minutes, 15 minutes for the water to subside and percolate. And if you have insects, they will come up to the surface. Now, what you need to do, Brenda, is you need to count them. So if the area, let's say the area is about a foot wide, all right, the declining area is about a foot wide. You want to go outside the area and then every 6 to 8 inches, even a foot apart, push that coffee can down. If you find one or two, let's say even five chinch bugs in that, and when you do it all the way around the circle, then not really needing to do anything because your lawn is okay. It's handling it. But if you count 10, 12, 15, 20, that's when you need to apply a pesticide. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because if you put down a pesticide and you do not have the chinch bugs, you're wasting your money and you're not doing anything. And then you're also putting chemicals in the ground that are not necessary. So we wait and put pesticides down when we see a bug problem. Hope that answers your question. Let's go to Angie. Good morning, Angie. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. I used plant fabric up to the stems of the hibiscus and other plants I've got in the yard because of the weeds that always seem to come up everywhere. And then I put mulch down with the bark, the pine bark,
right,
on top of it. And I try to keep it away from where the stems are, but when I water and everything, it seems like the pine bark does kind of get closer to the plant all the time. So how do you keep it away? I mean,
no, you know, 1 to 2 inches is not bad. It's when we do 3, 4, 5, 6 inches is what I'm talking about. You just keep it away so that you can see the flare at the bottom of the shrub or tree. And it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. If some just kind of wade over there because of the water or the rainfall, that's not a big whoop. Okay, don't worry about that. Okay.
The plant fabric stuff is okay to put right up to the trunk then, pretty much.
I don't recommend a fabric mulch at all. Okay, so I don't recommend using it at all. It's not, it doesn't work. The weeds still come through the mulch and you still have to, you know, get it. So it's just not recommended to use using fabric mulch for weed control.
But, okay, it's they called it a plant fabric, you know.
I know what it is, yeah. It's just fabric mesh. It's a fabric mesh.
So I should cut the circle bigger around every stem so that it's not right up to the stem.
You can. It's not necessary, but you can.
Okay, well, that sounds like it's what you're saying is not to keep it up, you know, within 1 to 3 inches away from it.
Right. So, but what I'm saying is that if some just float over there or just go over to the trunk, that's nothing to worry about. I'm talking I'm talking about laying it down and putting too much mulch around the trunk when you're planting it.
Yeah, I understand that part, but I still don't understand about the fabric itself because I put it right up to the trunk.
Right.
And I do need to cut that around.
You can cut it back. That's fine. I'm just saying it's not necessary. We do not recommend, science does not recommend putting down the fabric mesh. That's all.
I see.
Okay.
And yeah, I do have a lawn question, but I guess
we're 1 minute. Okay. So, you know, real quick, how can I help you?
Well, first of all, Bermuda and Bahia, it seems like everybody has their own ideas about that. And they're saying that Bahia sometimes turns into weeds or doesn't fight against weeds as much as Bermuda. And I just kind of wondered about...
Yeah, Bermuda's a thicker grass. Bahia grass can be nice and thick and be weed-free. It just takes a little bit of maintenance, proper maintenance, good fertilizer, and just looking for the weed issues and just being on top of your lawn care.
And when you talk about fertilizer, it's a
I'm going to answer that after the break. Angie, thank you so much for calling. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I want to thank Tom McCubbin for coming on today. I certainly do appreciate it. You hear all of this show at betterlawns.com. Stay tuned for hour number two. We have Lance Walheim, author of Citrus Landscaping and Lawn Care for Dummies and Roses for Dummies. We're going to discuss roses from Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2022. Call 1-800-961-7639 for a free no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-961-7639. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-961-7639.